Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film in the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I am your host, Sam, and I am joined this week to do the film that is Demolition Man with a man who's made it his responsibility to demolish one of the actresses in it. It's Machu. How are you, Machu?
I'm super excited to be here, and it turns out that Stacey's not here this weekend, so me and Sam thought we'd go all out, sit in a dark room, and talk about a movie. Woo! We're so cool.
Listeners, Machu's talking about how it's a dark room, and he's sitting here with sunglasses on, because once again, too fucking hungover. Like a professional, he drank the night before the big event.
I've turned up. I've got no answers to any questions. I'm just going to wing it.
So it's fucking same as usual. I don't know why you're pretending this is different. But of course, if you're going to do a Sandra Bullock film, you need to go out and get Sandra Bullock's biggest fan. And we felt guilty about not including her on Wild Things. It's Emily of Tasteless Podcast. How are you doing, Emily?
You know what? You shouldn't feel guilty about Wild Things because it was so delightful to listen to that it made up for it. It was very fun. And I'm a Patreon subscriber, so I got the full early cut.
You did. I think I cut about a minute and a half of Mitch's ums and ahs and a whole bunch of other shit that didn't make the first cut. So yeah, you got the full version. But yeah, what about Demolition Man, Emily? As I said, you're one of Sandra Bullock's biggest fans. Tell us about your relationship with Demolition Man before we get into it.
I thought it was a movie where I was like, actually, there could be a chance that other people love it because they love action movies, like such as you two. And I really don't know how we feel other than Machu's true hatred about the film itself. I thought it was like, it's not a chick flick. It's like a Sylvester Stallone action movie. I watched it because of Sandra Bullock and obviously love it. And I did join this Zoom wearing my San Angeles PD hat, my Demolition Man promo jacket. Yes. And then immediately took them off because the hat's too small for me and the jacket's too crinkly. But I did dress up for this.
So there you go, listeners. Emily was dressed up, but she's stripped for us. So it's thanks, Emily. It's going to make the podcast a lot less weird. Thank you. Cheers. Feel underdressed when you're like fucking standing around in an SAPD hat and a jacket.
Bravo, Emily. Like, I've been waiting to do a podcast with you to rip on Sandra Bullock, and then you picked the only film that I just love and that she's in. So this is going to be tough.
Here's the thing. Demolition Man crosses all boundaries.
Yeah, it does. It crosses a lot of boundaries. You could say that. Racism boundaries, definitely. But let's
just
get into it.
Just for a minute.
Yeah, we should really get into it. Usual blurb. Scores for this film, 34% on Metacritic. Holy fucking tits.
Wow.
60% on Rotten Tomatoes. 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. Came out in 1993. Fuck, people know the plot. It stars Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock, Benjamin Bratt, Dennis Leary, Jack Black. Anyone recognize him? You want to see him hanging out in the background? Jack Black is in the background of one of the scenes. Yep. Similar to Waterworld, he's just hanging out, being in a post-apocalyptic society, just there. General plot, Phoenix, a convicted killer, has been frozen since 1996 when he is revived for parole several years later in a crime-free society, goes on an unstoppable killing spree. And so they unfreeze Sylvester Stallone. That's a general plot. Fuck, people know this film. If you haven't seen this film and you're listening to this, I'm sure you can fucking work it out. Our usual spiel is, if you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. Start with 10 that can be applied to any film. Then move through 3 personal questions before finishing on a listener question or a Patreon question. And this week it is a Patreon question. Very, very special Patreon to us, but we'll get into that later. The one we always start with, compliment sandwich. One for good, one for bad, one for good. Emily, take us away. Take us away. You can lead us off for your sandwich.
Okay. This movie, I love a silly, creative future. A post-apocalyptic future I'm not that interested in. When it starts out, I'm like, this is boring and I'm not interested and I wish this wasn't happening. But then we get to the second future from that, which is actually something cool and that you don't see all the time. I like the vibe of everyone being polite and nerdy. And yeah, Sandra Bullock has some cringeworthy lines and that make me sick. Okay?
It
makes
started.
Me very uncomfortable.
It started.
But it's fun. Okay? Bad. Why is it 2 hours? Every single scene is a little too long. Everything could have just been tightened up. Nothing in it is snappy. I love it overall, but they just needed an editor, maybe a director, maybe a writer. to help them out.
maybe a writer.
Maybe some production crew.
Maybe anyone else besides Sylvester Stallone. But the good is Sylvester Stallone is not someone I think about. I am an Arnold fan.
Out of the two of them. Yeah. Yep.
But when he has his little cutoff shirt at her house, I think it's a great look. And I think all the actors play perfectly into their skills, from Wesley Snipes to Sandra Bullock to like Glenn Shaddix as the eunuch associate Bob. I think the cast here is all well chosen for their skill sets.
Oh, definitely agree that some of these actors do the best with the skills they've got. That's correct.
God.
Okay. As a score out of 10,000 Taco Bell meals, because I mean, you're the Taco Bell queen, so I can see why this resonated with you as well.
And I didn't even know how much it loved Taco Bell before I saw it the first time, but I'm gonna say a solid 7,300 Taco Bell meals. This is the Taco Bell of movies. It's like it's fun. It's palatable. It's not a 10,000, but I'd recommend it.
It's far from a 10,000, to be fair.
It's pretty funny, yeah. This is quite a lot of Taco Bells off of 10,000 Taco Bells.
All right, pretty close to the middle of the road.
What about you?
Can
you actually see your paper, by the way?
Yeah,
the glasses on and sitting here with a dim light. I mean, I know all it's got written on is Sandra Bullock fucking sucks, yeah. But I mean, can you read that right?
Yeah. I hate something. I actually love this movie. As soon as Emily suggested it, I was like, oh, god damn it. This is great. I love this film. And then I watched it today. Like, I watched it literally 20 minutes ago. And
top quality podcasting. All
preparation. And it was just even better. We were laughing the whole way through. Not with the movie at it, but it's still great. Like 90s movies, one-liners, guns, explosions.
Random tits.
Random tits. wrong phone call. Like it happens in...
wrong phone call.
It happens in Commando. They're in the middle of a fight and they bust into a room and there's random tits. It's the same as this one. He sits down on the couch and it's like in the middle of a massive plot scene. Where he understands why Wesley Snipes has been defrosted, and it's just like random tits, and like there it is. Quickly forget about it. I can't.
So much. You
can't
so
move
much
on.
Give the crowd what they want. Yeah. And then the one thing bad about the film. What do you reckon, Emily? What do you reckon is the bad thing about this film?
Did you remember? Is this movie why you don't like her?
No, I just think like...
She didn't return any of his phone calls, that's why.
Look, Sandra Bullock is an absolute knockout. She is just an incredibly good-looking girl. And she just takes on the worst roles known to all females. Like, she's basically a ditzy blonde. Like, why? All she's there for is exposition, and the moment that she has, you know, she resembles anything that to be proud of, like when she fights that guy, they knock her out. And then like her best line in the film is, "Hey, we're a team." Sylvester Stallone's like, "Nubble, I'm the team. Sit down in a chair, do your job, and now I'm just gonna kiss you, even though you said to me, I don't like that. That is gross." And he just grabs her and kisses her. That's like Donald Trump, eh? Like, and she's just fully into it.
Hey, yo.
I'll kiss you now. That's disgusting. Rawr, get him. And then she just in that one moment where she's taken advantage of, she, you know, she completely conforms to it. So it's just like,
a rule exchange of body fluids is
everything.
Good.
Everything right about 90s movies is the action, and everything wrong about them, you know, like what is it, Mad Men or something like that, where all the secretaries dress in like tiny skirts and they have, you know, no brains.
The fetishized woman.
They get it, you know, treated badly and they conform to it. That's what she does in every role. And that's why she's...
Every role.
Fucking hell.
Speed.
Okay. You've seen five of her films?
In Demolition Man, everyone in the future is a ditz.
Exactly. Rob Schneider's a ditz. Benjamin Bratt's a ditz. The only one who's not a ditz is that guy that used to be a pilot. That's now an old dude in the fucking of the police force.
My God.
Anyway, yeah. So if you're looking up to Sandra Bullock and thinking that's what I aspire to.
Do you have an elephant good, by the way?
That is a very poor role model.
What actresses do you like? Who do you think is out here picking good roles regularly?
Charlize Theron. Okay. She's gorgeous and she just dominates men. She's not even like the same level. She's
I'm into like Roseanne Barr and Kirstie Alley. And
Kirstie Alley was a knockout.
She was.
Sarah Connor from Terminator 2, the one that did the push pull ups.
Oh, you know that girl in Total Recall had three boobs. Yeah,
three boobs. I need to have more hands.
There's some questions you don't want to ask him, Emily. I'm fucking telling you
now. Which actresses do I like? Oh, there's a long list, Emily.
So anyway, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at Movie Reviews In on Twitter.
I'm a bit schizophrenic, so that was like a really, really, really bad thing. And
yeah, what's a good thing?
I just love it. Yeah, I'm the same with Emily. I agree with her. Like, it's a fun future. I liked it. It was really funny that, you know, that it's like PC gone wrong, right? Like, it's, you know, we're that's that cancel culture, and that's how far we could go. We'll be wearing dresses or kimonos, whatever they are, and French beret hats at work. And it's just like, there's only one. Oh, there's just so much fun stuff. I'm looking forward to the future.
Okay, as a score out of 10,000. Guess what, Jack? You're living in it.
I like this film. I'm going to give it 8,500.
Fucking Jesus.
Oh, my God.
There's a revelation. Holy shit.
Wow, all right.
Okay, on to me. I don't know how to follow that. I'm pretty sure I just want to end the podcast, to be honest. First good thing, yeah, I mean, it's batshit insane, and I love batshit insane action films. I love how unhinged Wesley Snipes is. I feel like if you told me that he showed up on the set every day, made up his own lines, did his own direction, everything like that, I'd believe it. He's fucking mental in this. And it's not often you say there's a great Wesley Snipes performance in the film, but he's amazing in this.
Do you reckon he was really snorting coke in that scene? Like, actually?
I think he was mainlining it into his veins, wasn't he?
I'm sure it was not legally allowed, but I'm sure he did some right after.
Yeah, pretty much. Sandra Bullock as well. I thought she gave a great performance. I'm very...
She was played.
I know you don't like the characterization, but I think she lived up to it.
She lived up to it, eh?
Oh. No, but I love spunky, having fun Sandra Bullock. I love her as a...
How do you feel about the original casting? Lori Petty. I think that would have been garbage.
Yeah, that would have sucked. That wouldn't have worked as well.
It would not have been the ditzy version. It would have been like Tank Girl, like Hanger.
Absolutely. My bad thing. It's funny because like you've taken the wind out of my sails on that one, Emily. Because I literally said there's some very cringy parts in this film. And if you want to know exactly when I'm talking about, just watch any random 10 minutes, and I'm sure you find at least three or four examples.
It's so brutal. It's so... I had my dad watch this movie with me, and he goes, do you think she read the script before agreeing to this? I was like, yeah, verbally, this is very bad.
That was the worst part, because she gets a lot of the cringy lines, and it's like...
She gets a lot?
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? But it's like, that's not her fault. She hasn't been fucking, you know, written these into herself. But like, she... Like, delivers one, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cute and funny, but then she delivers the second one, you're like, oh, okay, the joke's getting thin, and then the third one, you're like, oh my God, please just stop this shit now. Please, yeah. Just move on. Final good thing, as you guys are saying, fuck, it's just so much fun. Like, you don't get movies like this now, which are just like, yeah, we know this is stupid, but it's entertainment, who gives a shit? It's like the Batman films from the 90s, like, sure, most of them are fucking cringe-inducing, and you can't watch it for too long, but they're fun. And I sort of miss that. 8,200.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now I'm really upset about my score being the lowest.
Yeah, I know, right? We get the Sandra Bullock fan on. You thought we were going to be...
This is embarrassing for me.
It is. You thought we were going to be mean. You can rejig your score at the end. We sometimes offer that as an opportunity. So, but anywho, let's move us over to question number 2, which is the first of our Patreon questions. This question comes courtesy of our man, Nick Haskins, aka the nicest man in the world. He has a podcast as well called Nikolai's Kitchen, a cooking podcast that's just more than that. It's a real slice of life as well. Stacey will be on there very soon discussing her favorite carrot cake recipe. Every week I'm going to say this, and who knows, maybe one day she will. Anyway, what's this question there, Emily?
What type of meal is this movie?
It's Taco Bell, right, guys? I mean, fuck, seriously.
Yes, but besides that. But yes, it is.
Okay.
Like, it actually is, but...
It is. I've got a question to ask you, though. Do they sell slushies at Taco Bell?
In real life, they sell... Yeah. I think it has a different name, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking is one of those sort of slushy ice drinks that the first time you go to drink it, you got to let it defrost to get all the goodness out of it.
Ooh, well thought out answer. Yeah. That one. Like, someone's turned up prepared. Someone's Taco Bell professional. Slushy.
Somebody was actually a fucking professional about this, right?
There was one that's like a watermelon flavor and it has candy watermelon seeds in it. And sometimes when I order it, they don't put the seeds in there. Just FYI, Taco Bell, get it together.
I'm just imagining you walking into Taco Bell. I want seeds in me. What?
The people at this Taco Bell don't want to hear it from me.
I'm sure you've been banned from a few, haven't you?
They don't love me.
Keep the business afloat, but fucking wankers, respect that.
I had peanut M&Ms. Like, I love M&Ms. Like, you know, everyone loves M&Ms. Everyone loves them. But I'm actually allergic to peanuts. So it's like, it's so bad. It's not even bad just because it's chocolate. It kills me how bad this is.
Listeners, to show you the level
it's so bad it's good and you can't stop eating them. It's like yum, but it's like terrible. And like it's just that one thing in the middle.
Like Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Sandra Bullock sends you into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, bring out the EpiPen. I've got to watch Birdcage. Oh,
holy hell! What about you, Em?
It sounded like a compliment. Had I not just heard that you were allergic to peanuts, and so I already knew to be upset. Luckily. I feel like this is definitely, you guys might have seen pictures on Reddit of this is one of those like Super Bowl party platters that you see pictures of where people like build a stadium out of meats. And it's like, why are you doing that? It's too much for what's happening here. But I would be happy to like eat some pieces off of it and have a good time and then feel sick.
It's like, yep. One of the favorite scenes was when Sylvester Stallone jumps in the air sideways with two guns shooting. Like, who's ever done that in real life? That is too much. It's like, why would you do that? Why has he got handguns? Everyone else has got Uzis.
Yeah, like that first scene when he storms that building and he's got like the most wimpy guns.
He's like, for some reason, he's
pew, 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 pew.
He's got a whole team and he's planned this for ages and he bought a handgun.
Tiny little handgun too. Getting into all our answers for all the questions. Anywho, moves us over to question number three. What is it there, Machu?
Question three, what's something that you noticed that you don't think others might have immediately noticed?
There is a book called Brave New World, and Brave New World is written by the author Aldous Huxley. The main character in the book is, there's two main characters. There's John, who's a savage that gets taken back to a sort of modern utopian society by a girl named Lenina. Worked it out. Sandra Bullock's character, Lenina.
Ah.
Sylvester Stallone's called John.
Still it's over my head. I'm sorry. Sorry.
He doesn't know Sandra Bullock's character's name.
But I was about to say.
It's like, yeah.
Huxley.
Yeah, Lenina Huxley. So it's like a combination. So, but even then, like in Brave New World, like they create babies and labs and all this other stuff. And it's sort of like this modern utopian society that's gone wrong. So, yeah, it's like there's similarities. There's a lot of similarities, obviously. And they were sort of riffing on that. So that was one for me.
My very rude thing is, guys, how often do you see famous men get work done? Benjamin Bratt's nose job since this film is bananas. His nose in this film is twice the size it is when he reunites with Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality. Like, it's crazy. You never see that. And I can't not stare at it and send people pictures of side-by-sides.
You know, we're Googling his face right now.
His name is Benjamin
Google
Bratt.
Benjamin what, Bratt, what Demolition is... Man, and then Benjamin Bratt, Miss Congeniality.
He should have just changed it to Prince Charles.
Wow, he has had a nose job.
No, that's right. How crazy is that difference?
Wow.
Everybody Google Benjamin Bratt nose.
There you go. Listeners, got some homework. What about you, Machu? I can't wait to hear this. Actually, I can.
I have an answer, but I'm just about to change it. And I was just thinking, this film was made in 1993. What is it now? 2021? So it's like 30 years of Sandra Bullock with the same haircut.
That is not what her hair looks like now. Have you ever seen Sandra Bullock? That is such a specific haircut. She had it in that and like Speed and Never Again. Yeah, what are you?
It's just the same. It's just the same, Emily.
I'm telling you, the only two movies Muchu has watched is Speed, this, and then Bird Box. And he's gone, oh, I hate Sandra Bullock.
Bird Box, she has beautiful flowing locks. Mm.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Yep.
You haven't seen Gravity with her little awful
pixie cat?
I saw who was in Gravity, and I thought, I'm going to skip that.
Actually, don't watch it. I don't think you'll like it.
I'm pretty sure he'll fucking hate it. We have covered that before. It's a great film. And it's just ruined my controversial opinion. Fuck.
Oh.
Bang. Let's move on anyway. Let's move to question number four. What is the biggest load of bullshit in this movie? So, listeners, in case you're wondering, this is a revised version of what was the most preposterously insane leap of logic in this film, because Liz can't handle the word preposterously insane, and so we've revamped it for something that Liz can handle. Aren't we nice?
That's very nice.
The same what we want to say.
Oh, you kind of addressed it, Machu, with the jumping sideways, but my God, the shooting in this movie, the amount of bullets that miss Sylvester Stallone.
Oh my God.
The amount of times that him and Wesley Snipes are 5 feet from each other spraying bullets when he's up on that hook thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's just, Wesley Snipes is shooting at him while he's stuck on that crane, and it's just like not hitting him. Not even once. He doesn't even get like one to the arm. And it's like, oh,
he calls it target practice. Have you been to target practice? Have you seen a target?
It's insane. I'm with you, Emily. There's the other one that I hated too, where he goes down the elevator lift and that guy chases after him, then shoots down an elevator lift with a heavy machine gun and misses him completely. And it's like, you've got, how?
When they all come down on the catwalk and they're spraying bullets into a crowd of like random rat eaters and they just don't hit a single person.
Yeah.
Like one
person. Like rubber bullets or
something.
Guys,
hit someone. It made me mad. It was distracting.
The one for me. Okay, well, first of all, I got it. There was a runner-up, which was Benjamin Bratt's character suddenly goes underground for no reason whatsoever. Like, they even say to him, oh, you fucking hang out with this guy, now you're one of them. And I'm like, what? Yeah, yeah, exactly, Sylvester Stallone. No shit.
He yells out, fucking A.
Yeah,
fucking A. Oh, God, that was also very embarrassing for everyone. Yeah, because he's the one, Lenina's the one that's like, I love the 90s. I love underground. I love, yeah. And he's like, what? I thought that we were supposed to be doing other things. And you're like, why is he joining them?
Exactly.
With his little tire suit?
Exactly. He's so straight up and down. But the other one for me is that they break into this museum and they get a whole bunch of guns and they're full of fucking ammo. Who the fuck? Huh? Like, they're all fully stocked and loaded. There's a cannon sitting there, locked and loaded, ready to go. Like, the laser gun. Even the laser gun, I was like, oh, I could maybe believe the laser gun. Maybe the battery was built into the gun and they had to shoot, blah, 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 blah. But who the fuck leaves a whole bunch of fucking ammo lying around?
And extra ammo. Snipes is wearing that belt of whatever.
Yep, Snipes has got a bandolier on. They know they've got underground people that want to upset the fucking system. Who the fuck lets a whole bunch of guns just hang out with a whole bunch of ammo specific for those guns?
What about the anti-graffiti technology, eh? Like, that's some advanced technology just to stop people drawing on public walls. Like,
I don't understand how that worked. Spikes came out of the wall and killed that one guy, and that made paint disappear. Yeah. I was like, what?
Why? What's the point?
Is that how
just
paint
get a,
works?
Get a dude and paint over it like they do today.
Right.
Not that hard.
Right. Power wash it, guys.
Jeez, council's got too much money.
Completely unrealistic society right there. Anywho, moves us over to question number five. What is it there, Emily?
What is the biggest dick move in this movie?
Well, of course it comes from Sandra Bullock. And she went like the biggest.
Welcome back to the Sandra Bullock Hate Hour.
The biggest tease on the planet. Like, hey, would you like to have sex with me? I definitely would. You're an absolute knockout. Well, here's some headsets and watch a video of me. Just underwater by the looks of it. And like strobe lights and like give me a headache. And this is the worst sex of all time. You know.
Hey, yo.
yo. Why don't we just have real sex? No.
No.
Biggest dick move. What a tease.
Exactly. It's virtual sex.
Virtual sex.
Come on. You're trying to tell me you wouldn't take some virtual sex right now?
No. What was it? She was just like underwater, kissing, and it was like a strobe light.
She said it worked as well.
What's that?
She said it was just as good.
Yeah.
She said it was just as good.
Give it a chance. Give Sandra Bullock a chance, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's such a thing as a Satisfyer Pro. I found out about that. And like, that's about to replace men, these headsets. Oh, my God.
I wanted to see the other side of Sylvester Stallone in those strobe lights. Just like...
We just did. He gets naked in the eyes. It was like, wow. I've never seen him with his clothes off.
Stop ruining one of my later answers, bro.
I've already seen it.
It's something.
I will give you this. Sandra Bullock knew he was from a time when there was real sex, and she should have said, hey, we do verse sex now. Yeah. Are you interested? Okay, that was rude of her.
Yeah.
All right.
She's been watching 90 films, and like, if you watch the 2000 films, it's just been...
Yeah, how do you watch 90s films and not realize what sex is to these people? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, speaking of which, that kind of nicely segues onto my one. Was these guys were giving him shit about the fucking seashells. He's like, oh, he doesn't know how to use a seashell. Doesn't have, it's like overnight, the night he got frozen, the next day everyone was like, okay, we all use seashells now. Okay, cool. So all these people that have been born afterwards have been raised with seashells. So they know exactly what seashells are. You're trying to tell me these people at some time in their life haven't used toilet paper? You know what I mean? Like, it's some late when they were kids or teenagers, he doesn't know what the fucking seashells are. Of course he fucking doesn't know. He just fucking woke up, you fucking jackasses. So speaking of which, I was not a fan of him just waking up literally the day after. Oh, I miss my wife and kid. Hey, you want to have sex? Oh, fuck you, I'm keen.
She never answered where his kid was either.
Oh, let's not get into that. I know. How did this get made? Have a theory that like she was his kid.
Oh,
but does
God.
It make sense because it was 40 years on and she does not look over 40, you know?
No, the only thing, these people in the future are not funny. They don't like fun. The only thing they all have fun about is being like, he wants toilet paper. What a loser. Like, that's the only thing they laugh about. It's so rude.
Jackasses.
So rude. I had the seashells written down, but my other problem is the fact that they sent him to Sylvester Stallone to cryo jail for a longer period of time than Wesley Snipes.
Like, yes. Wesley Snipes'
parole was coming up, and maybe that Bishop, whatever that guy, that tech guy, made his parole quicker. But Sylvester Stallone was in jail for like, he was supposed to be in jail for like 40 years because he killed those people, but they were already dead. Like, they were already cold. Why was the government like, you definitely killed all those people? It was so mean.
That was exactly.
Like, all right. Send me to naked jail.
Yes. That was exactly what I was thinking too. Because I was like, the coroner or whatever was just like, hey, I put the time of death for like 3 hours before he showed up. Nah, fuck that. Put him in the ice. I'm sick of this fucking dickhead. He's a demolition man.
He's such an asshole though. Like, he just breaks everything. He's the type of guy that like someone does some credit card fraud and he'll blow up three buildings to find him. You know, like, he's that dude. He's like, justice is being served. Yeah, and half the city is destroyed.
Isn't that one of the intro things? Isn't it like you did $3 million damage for a $10,000 ransom or some shit?
That little girl.
Fuck you.
That little girl, because that person is like, how do you justify destroying a mini mall in pursuit of a $25,000 little girl? It's like, oh my God, that's a child. That's a living child.
Exactly. A lot of dick moves. My other runner-up was, we've got to mention this, is that Wesley Snipes inexplicably looks at a group of Asian people and makes some racist Asian remark. But yes. No, I'm not going to repeat it, listeners, because we live in a time when this sort of shit isn't cool. But he just looks at them and says some shit that's just like, what the fuck? Like, again, he's a bad guy. We already know that. You don't need to establish it further.
It was shocking. And the fact that those were the only Asian people in this entire populace, which is crazy for Los Angeles, San Angeles, San Francisco, whatever merged. And the only time they're there, they have a racism done to them, was so weird.
Could you imagine being those actors and being like, hey, do you want to be in this Hollywood film? Oh, I'd love to. By the way, we don't know really what's going to happen, but yeah, you're going to get some racist shit yelled at you. What?
For no reason.
For no reason.
It's supposed to be funny.
You're literally just going to walk past and they're just going to yell some, the main actor's going to yell some racist shit at you. Although I wholeheartedly believe that Wesley Snipes had no idea what his lines were, what his fucking anything was. I think he was doing it all himself, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Anyways, that moves us down to our next Patreon question, which comes courtesy of our man Julio of The Contrarians, a podcast which rages against the Rotten Tomato machine. they'll take a universally beloved film and argue why it's shit, or they'll take a universally hated film, argue why it's awesome, and then offer their real talk at the end. They're awesome. Love the show. Anyway, Machu, what's this question?
What's your most controversial opinion about this film?
I really wanted to get on the Sandra Bullock hate train, but I didn't realise the hate train would be this powerful and ferocious and all-consuming. So I was going to say this is Sandra Bullock's best film. But we've mentioned Gravity, and Gravity tops it for me. I love Gravity. I think it's a really good film. So can I be controversial, given how much hate has been said about her, and say Sandra Bullock's a very talented actress, and I think she deserves all the accolades she gets?
I think you're right. This is the best film that she's ever done. Like, she's terrible in it, and that's as good as she could do.
You know what? I hope Sandra Bullock and you get a physical altercation.
It would be the shortest fight on Machu's life.
I'll just get that long stick with the electricity and put her to sleep on the
taser her.
And then when she wakes up, I'll kiss her, just like Sylvester Stallone does.
I'm pretty sure Sandra Bullock would castrate you with a rusty spoon, to be honest.
This is the movie that we just saw. That sounds so creepy, but that is the movie. That's her character that she signed up for.
Hey, yo! Anywho.
My controversial opinion, this is a perfect sci-fi movie. This is what I want out of sci-fi. I'm sick of every sci-fi movie being like this dark exploration of humanity and like Interstellar and what's possible. Even I love Arrival, but just like these very dark ideas. No, I want a machine that's mad at you if you swear. I want there to be relics that are snakes in cans. I want people to have virtual sex and wear kimonos. Let's do something that isn't happening now. It's so hard to find this movie now. They don't make this movie anymore. It's like this and Judge Dredd and maybe a few others, and otherwise they don't make this kind of movie now. And nothing's fun. There's like the Tomorrow War or whatever, and they're like, you have to go to the future and fight. I just want there to be, everybody has a little matching hat. They say, what's your boggle? That's what I want.
What's your boggle?
They love, like, fucking ads. There's songs. The hit fucking radio channel is just ads.
Yes, that's a creative, dumb, silly element. Yeah. And I want that.
Talking about elements, Fifth Element, that was another, like, crazy sci-fi from the 90s. The 90s was rife with them. Total Recall came out in 1990, sort of set the tone. Like, they just had these great, fun, awesome sci-fi films. I'm with you, Emily. I miss that. Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, did as well, because people were like, oh, fuck yes. Here's some fucking craziness mixed up with sci-fi. So, yeah.
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 Yeah, this was, I've got a similar sort of answer. This is like 90s movies, you know, stupid gunfights, weird naked boobs out of nowhere, and one-liners. And I was just hanging, I was just watching this film and just waiting for the one-liners and just enjoying every single one. So, they don't make these kinds of films. I wasn't thinking sci-fi. I was just thinking, like, these action films with real heroes. And I'm just sick of Marvel films, to be honest.
Oh, fuck you.
Like, Marvel.
Are you trying to piss off everyone on this podcast?
Marvel films.
So anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at Movie Reviews in 20.
Bring back the days of Sylvester versus Arnie.
They tried that. Bruce that was Willis. Shit. You've seen this. You've seen Escape Plan. You've seen fucking Expendables. That was shit.
Yeah, well, they're real old. We just need some new guys coming in and filling that space.
And his name is John Cena. Yeah.
But then you must have loved when Sandra Bullock was like, Jonathan Spartan, you did a great one-liner there that you came up with before you beat up the bad guys. She was acknowledging exactly what you love about this film.
Exactly.
So much exposition from such a tightly casted person. Far out. If one of my controversial opinions is, if she was not in this film, would we have noticed the difference?
Yeah, I would never have watched it or suggested watching it.
You just said this is your favorite sci-fi film.
I love it, but I would not have watched it. It's like, I would never watch Total Recall if Sharon Stone and Kate Beckinsale weren't in those.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have watched The Fifth Element if Mila Jovovich wasn't in that. Like, I wouldn't have known, and I'm glad that I know.
Oh, Emily, you are my clone. In so many ways. Anyway, before Machu goes on another rant, let's move us over to question number 7. What deep philosophical debate arose in you while you were watching this film?
did they do a good job creating the idyllic society? Like, would I miss salt and whatever? You know, would I trade all that for a life where all restaurants are Taco Bell? And it's just like chill and people can still send you nudes on your TV for some reason. And you can talk to your lights. And it's, I couldn't tell what people do for fun, but they seem pretty happy or they would all be rioting besides the like 10 street people who want to be able to eat salt and smoke. So I was like, maybe it is a worthwhile trade. Maybe I would give up all my freedoms to just like chill in a room with a sliding door.
I was up there because my original one was very similar because like, would you go live underground? You know, like, no. Why the fuck would you? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
I want to sit down here and eat rat burger so I can say whatever the fuck I want. Who could, what the fuck, dude? Come on, man.
I feel like it's such an ego thing that they're like, I don't want someone to tell me what to do. And I think you would feel, if I was that, I would feel so unlucky that I couldn't just be cool living above ground and not doing graffiti. Like, I would want to just be the person that's like, I'm perfectly happy to sit in my room in a kimono with a headset and just like chill, go to my job where I don't have to do anything. I mean, we see Sandra Bullock's kind of unsatisfied with life at the beginning because she's like, oh, really? No calls, like nothing for me to report to. So some people probably definitely feel bored, but I think I would prefer that.
Same. This is probably the one and only time I would join the police force in a movie. Every other police force tends to have some shit fucking experiences, but this one's like, yeah, sweet.
Google what to do, eh? Now, please lie on the ground. Whilst I put handcuffs on you.
Murder, death, kill. What the fuck is a murder, death, kill? Isn't that the same thing? Death, kill.
I keep watching this film and thinking, I didn't realize how small Sylvester Stallone is. Like, is he really small? Like, is he? Is
he's
he like
a lot
Tom
shorter
Cruise?
Than people. Yeah.
Is he like Tom Cruise small?
This is coming from a 5 foot man, yeah. By the way. Because
yeah. It was like, at one point, I reckon, I was looking, I was like, I think Sandra Bullock's taller than him. And I think she's got wider shoulders. And she's like, you know, she's an amazingly good-looking woman. But
whoa, a compliment! No, holy shit!
She looks good, but, you know, acting is, she's an actress.
And we're back to normal.
but he was so small. I just thought, like, and so they had to get, like, this, like, his villains must be, like, Jackie Chan and Jet Li. You can't actually
him and Wesley Snipes, their outfits did them no favors. No. Like, him in a kimono and Wesley Snipes in those, like, Chucky overalls made them look very, like, little.
The orange t-shirt, I didn't notice that.
They look like little squares.
Hey, while we're objectifying Sylvester Stallone, my one was, did we see Sylvester Stallone's taint? Or was that a stunt taint?
That's exactly what my dad said. He was like, I think that's a stunt body double in there.
It is literally.
I was watching and I was like, are we going to see his butthole?
Yeah, we see literally like an underside of his ass, his bulge, his gooch, everything. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I've watched myself, is that Sylvester Stallone? Because that guy was packing heat. And I was like, Stallone was into the steroids, so surely. Yeah. This is where my deep philosophical debate went, guys.
This is the real deep philosophical debate now.
But wasn't he the one that was like the Italian stallion or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. In case people are wondering about my sexuality, so am I.
His name is Sam.
Great.
It's non-binary name.
Yep. Anyway, let's cut off Muchu and move on to the before he has any response to that, we'll move on to the next one. This is also a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our man, Chris Yeni. You're the man, Chris. That's what we're going to say. You're the fucking man. Anyway, what's this question there, Em?
What song would you insert into this movie and where?
I had when that big muscle car comes through the roof. And then, I don't know if you know the Hulk Hogan song, I Am a Real American, will just come on. And I will fight for the right of every man. And at that point, when Sylvester Stallone busts through the roof with a big muscle car, and he just drives down the road, and I was like, this just reminds me of the WWF. I don't know.
Would you guys rather hear an album from Sylvester Stallone or Hulk Hogan?
I wouldn't be surprised if Sylvester Stallone has put one
he
out.
He must have one out. I wouldn't be surprised. Hulkamania was huge in the 90s, early 90s. I wouldn't. Hey, yeah, brother!
His daughter had that. It was her song, Birthday Cake, with Jeremiah. She had at least one
That
song.
Was a song. I thought that was Torture Device. Anywho, my one, yeah, when he gets frozen, Ice Ice Baby.
Oh.
We've got to be as on the nose as possible. And this guy got Ice Iced Baby.
In the vein of as on the nose as possible, Sandra's character was an aficionado of the 90s. I think I love a fight scene choreographed to a very obvious dumb song. Hit Me Baby One More Time from Britney Spears when Wesley and Sylvester are fighting in that museum. Like, that's fun. When they're down in that little Los Angeles, that's fun.
I like it. I like it. Hashtag free Britney. Oh, she's already free. I don't need to...
She's free. Yeah,
she's free today. Congratulations, Britney. I know you're a massive fan of this.
Free Britney parties. Are you guys going to go out tonight to celebrate?
We are. We're going to go out and free our Britneys. Yep. What a question to transition to. Machu, what is question number 9?
What quote from this film would be the worst to hear after sex?
My one's pretty obvious. Looks like he matched his meat. You really licked his ass. Okay.
That was, upsetting to watch someone deliver earnestly, okay?
Earnestly is
a character.
Stretch for the...
Oh my God. I went with Simon Says Bleed.
Ooh.
I had Let's Go Blow This Guy. That's the last thing. I'm like, imagine that. Sandra Bullock, what are you thinking?
Jesus, girl, I'm done,
make
man.
Make better choices in life.
Hey, you should say some mean stuff about Sandra Bullock. You haven't done that yet. Anywho, takes us down to a final question that can be applied to any film. This one comes courtesy of our man, Nudrivert. You're also the man, bro. Cheers for your question. What part of this film was the best time to go for a bathroom break?
Any time that Wesley Snipes was talking to that guy who freed him was just so...
Other than
the first time when you realize that he can't shoot him and that he's been programmed by that guy, and then he goes and runs off and hides in the sewers. Great. Beyond that, I don't need to keep seeing them have conversations. It's very boring and unnecessary. But nothing's revealed. They're both not our heroes. Get out of here.
It's very expository for shit that we can work out ourselves. You're right. It's unnecessary. Completely agree.
Yeah, I was going to say... And this is bad.
Anytime Sandra Bullock's on the screen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got written down here, Sandra Bullock exposition. But I actually think Benjamin Bratt, like, what was he doing in this film? Like, I could have done without it. Like, that bit where he's just like, fucking A, and like, he was just there. He didn't need him. It's like, I've never seen a film with the worst third wheel. It's like going on a date with two people that are amazingly in love, and you're just there going, oh, yeah, anyway, fucking A.
It's weird that they seem to have him and Rob Schneider in kind of the same role, and then they axed Rob Schneider and kept Benjamin Bratt going through the movie. It was like we had two of the same guys.
It's weird Rob Schneider had a career, to be honest.
Well,
was the police chief like Crew from Despicable Me? I was like, thinking that he looked
that
this
was
tight,
exactly what he looked
this
like.
Tight, weird looking outfit made him look like
head.
Crew. Sam's looking at me because he's got a bald head and he's...
You're really like pissing off all your bases here, eh?
Emily asked me before this if we're going to get in a fight. And I think I'm going to get beat up by two people right now.
I was having secondhand shame that was coming from Emily, but now I'm just having firsthand.
There's only going to be two people on the rest of this podcast from question 10.
Fuck, I hope so. Wouldn't that be the dream? The one for me was the dinner scene. I felt like it was pretty unnecessary. You know, like they've gone out for dinner and they're arguing and, oh, I think that's very uncivilized. I was like, oh, fuck, we don't need this. You know, like if we'd seen them going out for dinner and then everyone showed up, I was like, yeah, we could have done with that. There was a few. Like, you're right, Emily. Like, you're right. There was a lot of stuff in this film that could have been cut and it would have been a nice, tight, compact taint. I mean, good film. Good film. Anywho, that moves us over to our personal questions, and first up this week, Emily, our wonderful Emily. What have you got there, Em?
What technology from this future utopia would you actually want?
Sex toys. I bagged
We've already
them out
got
before.
Them, bro.
I bagged them out before.
Yeah, what did
but
they?
But I was very, very curious into what actually happens with those headsets. I was like, oh.
I wonder if you can use them by yourself or
not. Yeah, I guess so. You are using it by themselves. That was the whole point, right? Like, they were sitting on a couch.
But you're, like, connected.
Yeah. Oh, could you put two on yourself and fuck yourself? Is that what you're what I'm hearing?
You put one on each hand. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're a sexy fucking man. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. I'm going to destroy me.
This is the part in the podcast that Emily, when Stacey says, I'm going to leave.
Yeah,
I'm going
to. Feel free to use it anytime.
If you guys don't behave yourselves.
Hey. If Emily's put up with the amount of shit that she's heard from you and hasn't used it already, I don't think she's going to use it now. The saddest part is, listeners.
I'm in it.
The saddest part, listeners, I had the same thing as this fucking jackass. I've written down virtual sex. Like, okay, who doesn't want to have flashing images, insane sounds, and full-blown epilepsy every time you have sex? Who doesn't want this?
She said it's better. And it might be, like, if it's doing brainwave stuff, it could legitimately be better.
I was very curious.
Yeah, if you're lying on the ground convulsing while images of Sandra Bullock flash through your head, it probably would be better.
I already do that.
It's just, you've got a strobe light and you just play Demolition Man on pause in that one scene.
With your little hat on that's too tight. Yeah.
I put on my hat, my jacket, I put her picture on the ceiling.
Just flash Sandra Bullock. Just pump it into my brain. Don't put anything in your mouth. Don't put anything in your mouth. She'll bite your finger off. Yeah. She's going to swallow her tongue.
Yeah. Just gets one of those wood rolls there.
Now Sandra Bullock's not going to like any of us. And she's not going to be my friend.
She's going to be very flattered, Emily, that you would put her on the roof.
You've done it very well, yeah.
Put a strobe light on. Get something to bite down on.
Anyway, what's your next question, Emily?
Next question. What hero and villain from a past film would you love to see reunite for a battle in the future?
I went so predictable and went with Deadpool and Joker. I know, you're reading it and you're like, oh my God, oh, well done, Mr. Comic Book Nerd. But I want to bring Heath Ledger back and I want to see the insanity of him match with the insanity of Deadpool. Nah, fuck Deadpool. Punisher. I want to bring Punisher Warzone. Punisher and Joker, I think they're both as insane as each other. They could match off really well. Destroy a city. That's what I want to see.
There you go.
I had Terminator 6. Is it Terminator? Is it 6? Are they like Police Academy now? Are they that many Terminators?
Terminator.
I love
Mission
Terminator.
To Moscow.
I just want to see another one. I want to see Arnie back, and I want to see the original. Oh, not the original. T2. Is it Edward Furlong? Is that his name?
You don't want to see Edward Furlong.
Yeah. I want to see that one last battle. I'm still. Yeah, I do. It's like a guilty. Yeah, that's. It's bad. Edward Furlong is the hero, by the way, and Arnie is the villain.
After we finish this recording, I'm going to show you some cameo videos of Edward Furlong, and you're never going to want to see him ever again.
Oh,
I sent one to Emily once.
Have you seen the pictures?
Oh, it's bad.
Him and his picture. Don't Google pictures.
Oh, no. Really? I'm definitely Google, but we're going
to
do it.
Time has not been kind to Edward Furlong.
Things aren't going well. Well, moving right along from that sadness, which restaurant would be the best possible winner of the franchise wars and which would be the worst? So Taco Bell in this world is all restaurants. What do you want it to be?
Listeners, if you guys are sitting there going, yes, Sam going to use this as a platform to go on a KFC rant, you'd be fucking right. Fuck yeah, KFC would win. Ah. It would be the worst. It would be both simultaneously the best and the worst. Yes, it's the best because fucking KFC in New Zealand and other parts of Asia and Europe is amazing. America are here to shit. No, the worst by far has got to be Fatburger, right? I didn't even know this was a fucking thing until a couple of years ago. America have a franchise called Fatburger.
That's amazing.
They've just given up. It's just like, yes, we know you fucking like eating shit. Here's shit.
Yeah, the shit burger.
Fatburger is elevated over... Not that I would rather go there, but they're like a slightly more dine-in vibe than a McDonald's, etc.
Really? A place called Fatburger is like, come in and have a meal and get fat.
I feel like it's more of like a Steak and Shake, Shake Shack. Do you have any of those?
We do, No. Okay. I try it.
Yeah.
How do we live in such... We're so far apart.
So this podcast is definitely not sponsored by KFC.
But please.
But
please,
there is a lot of promoting KFC. I had McDonald's. Like, I'd speak for the other one. I was actually going to say KFC as well. Like, that's the best one. But actually, McDonald's. Like, where else would I go for breakfast? You know, 3 out of 7.
Lunch and tea. Hello, life of a separated man from his wife.
I'm such a good cook, by the way. Quarter pounders for dinner. Hot cakes for breakfast. I couldn't think of a takeaway joint that would be the worst, because they're all the best. But
Burger King. Fuck you, Burger King.
What? Burger King.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Burger King sucks in New Zealand as well. It had a run of being like pretty good, like old school American diner-ish, and then it just turned to shit.
It's still here.
Like, yeah, I know. It's still here. Does it go bankrupt here?
I don't know. Yeah, I had Subway. I just don't like Jared from Subway.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, this joke's about 15 years old.
Making their bread out of yoga mats.
Anywho, moves us over to my question. Okay, guys, I would love to hear you guys freestyle. So we discover in this film that you have to use 3 seashells when you poop. John Spartan decides to do the alternative and just go on an expletive-laden rant in which she clocks up a bunch of tickets, which she then goes to use for toilet paper. Yeah, if you haven't seen this film, it makes fucking zero fucking sense as well. But yeah, anyway. But you guys, I want to hear your expletive-laden rant that you'd go on in order to clock up 10 tickets. I love how hungover you are, because I know much is just going to go, ass, 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 ass. Go on, Machu, give us an expletive later on.
Listeners'
block ears is probably going to be fucking insane. But.
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to, you know, you can just bust any 90s rap song, I reckon. Like Snoop Dogg, just go through all Doggy Style. And yeah, that's where I'd start. And
So while you're desperate to wipe your ass, you're going to sit there and sing a song, is what I mean. Yeah.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Sorry.
That's Tupac. Yeah. And that's only 2 tickets. Come on, bro. You can keep going.
I'm already... I've got 2 people that hate me. I don't need another 2,000.
I went in a different direction because I am in my childhood bedroom. And I was like, what else could I get tickets for? I bet if I just started screaming at that machine all the losers of the franchise war and was just like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, KFC, Popeyes, that it would just be like psh, 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 don't mention those.
I threw this out there to try and get you to completely break bad, and you fucking ruined me, god damn it.
So nervous genuinely with my parents sitting in the other room.
I'm just going to say that having had my mum walking on me recording a podcast once, I would rather her walking on me recording a porn than walking on me recording a podcast.
It's horrible. I sit in here and I'll hear the door open and I will just stop talking dead when I'm recording mine. And I'll just sit there in silence until I hear it close again. No one can know.
I'm with you, Em. Absolutely with you, Emily.
It's too shameful.
Anyway, while we're talking about classy stuff, how do the 3 seashells work? Explain that.
Hey, but by the way, is this a real thing? Are there really 3 seashells on the bidets in like Japan and stuff? Oh, I've never been. No. I actually was wondering. I was like,
no.
Oh my god,
have another drink, bro.
No, here's I know exactly how it would work, but the problem is it doesn't work in a public setting because obviously you use 2 to grab like a clam,
right?
Pull out.
God, I wish this was a visual podcast.
Get, you know what I mean, though? Like, grab whatever's coming out of you.
It. What do you grab it for?
Scrape it.
Have to pull it out.
You need an extraction.
In the future.
You need to go in.
You need to be done quicker, and you pull it out.
I don't
out.
Have time for this shit.
Honestly, wouldn't that be nice sometimes?
If they did the work for you, eh? Like, they just pulled it out.
The problem is, and maybe the third is, like, for girls.
It's for girls. Wait, hang on. I don't understand. Yeah, so I don't understand that.
One shell on the top, one shell on the bottom. It's like, it's almost like,
and then
fucking, I don't know.
What's the girl part? Is it, you guys?
It's for scraping.
It's like chopsticks.
Why is the girls have to you scrape?
You go in, extract, and then you've got the third shell.
Because you can shake.
Oh, we can shake.
And
and girls scrape. I never knew that.
I guess
that.
One shell would squeegee.
You scrape.
I mean, you don't scrape.
That's such a raw word.
You don't scrape, scrape, but this is a future without paper. You don't scrape. Don't scrape, but if you only have three shells, but the problem is, how would you ever use someone else's three shells?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how? What is a world in which they could be your toilet paper, but be reusable?
Well, you never shake.
Yeah. I've got to admit, could you imagine following in some dude who's just like, just walked out, just like, oh, fuck yeah. You're like, I've got to use his shells? Well, yes. I don't want to use his shells.
What, like, is he rinsing them off in the sink?
I thought it was like going through one of those car washes. And, you know, you press like deluxe car wash.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like wash and then like wax. And then like.
There are buttons for the bidet.
Maybe that's the girl one, the last one, though.
I'm just amazed that they had bidet technology at this time, and yet they've skipped that to go for your thing, which is a deluxe car wash of your taint area.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put seashells in my bathroom and just be like, good luck. That's the real Squid Games. Here's three seashells.
Yeah, you steal all the toilet paper and just leave a couple of shells in there and go, work this out.
Don't touch the scrape one. I'll leave that one alone.
What dude came up with this, eh? Like, what guy was like, here's fucking something we need to put in this fucking movie?
Okay, I was trying to read because I had used, you said, how did this get made? Said that maybe she was going to be the daughter. And I was like, I couldn't remember where I had heard that. So I was like, was that in the IMDb trivia? And I went to IMDb trivia and I did read that. The writer, whoever, was like calling someone else and was like, hey, what do I do? I want a future thing for the bathroom. And the guy's like in the bathroom at his friend's house. He's like, I don't know, there's some seashells in here. What? I was like, and he's like, great, got it. Like, it would make more sense to have like one conch shell. You know what I mean? Mm.
What about, okay, so that's for number twos. What about when you're doing number threes?
Well, the grabby thing that Emily was saying.
Emily's got a face of like, what the fuck is a number three?
What's a three? A bar? Oh.
Again, I wish this was an official podcast. But
I think all the shells, you know, maybe you use them how you see fit. Yeah. The shells are barbaric.
They are barbaric. Anyway, my final question. Is this the least romantic chemistry pairing in movie history? Talking about Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, I had it. It's pretty bad. It's like watching Samuel Jackson and Shaft. Eh? It's like they're trying to have this hot romance, and it's pretty bad.
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson in The Hitman's Bodyguard is tough stuff too. But I think Sandra Bullock has friend chemistry with most people because she's like very charming. This is tough stuff, but even like her with other men in movies, I think it's always kind of like she's the goofy friendly one. You're not like, ooh, hot, you know. But I mean, this is not worse than Kyle MacLachlan and Elizabeth Berkley and Showgirls. So
there's the winner. The worst. Holy shit, there's the winner. Anyway, that moves us over to Machu. What do you got there, bro?
My first question is that this movie is set 11 years from now in post-apocalyptic future. Is it better or worse than today?
I'm going to say better because they've chucked Dennis Leary in a hole underneath the ground, man. As a massive fan of Bill Hicks, the comedian who had all of his shit stolen by Dennis Leary. Yeah, fuck Dennis Leary. He's in a hole. That's where he belongs. Jack Black, not so much. Love Jack Black, but yeah, goodbye, Dennis Leary.
It is better. I can't tell what they do for fun still, so I don't know like what a good time they're having, but they have VR headsets. They have like ladies sending nude videos, so they're not total squares. Mm. No one's doing violence. No one's dying of non-natural causes. Everybody who's not living under the ground has enough Taco Bell to eat in like pellet form or whatever. There was like that jar of pellets that I couldn't tell what it was, and I was like, I would eat those if I was just given an apartment and a kimono and a sex headset. Things are bad. You guys also live in New Zealand. It's definitely better than America. It's not going well right now. It's going really bad.
Emily, there's no snacks in post-apocalyptic future. No snacks. Everything that is good is bad.
I know, but you can have, she had that, like she spent all her credits making that 90s style apartment. So you can kind of do your own thing a little bit, but it would be a lot easier than what we're going through. Also, the climate's really, everything's bad.
Oh, gosh.
I want to live there.
My next question was, I just love watching 90s films, and this one's great because there's two mega stars, Stallone and Snipes. Are they the best combo ever? I couldn't think of another great hero villain mega star movie, and I was just like, this is amazing. Are they the best combo ever?
This coming from the man whose favorite film is Commando. Yeah. How are you forgetting Arnie and Bennett, man? Or
But Bennett's
Matrix
shit.
And Bennett. Okay, Bennett okay. Shit. Okay, so let's put that aside. I mean, my favorite one is definitely T2. You know, Arnie and Robert Patrick. That being said, are we all forgetting Face Off, in which Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage, yeah, and John Travolta out Nicolas Cage's Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, in the words of Stacey Hurley,
fuck Nicolas Cage.
The more we can forget about that film, the better.
That's a good point.
I feel like any of the Terminator movies, like the first one, Arnold, Linda Hamilton.
Yes.
The third one, Arnold and Kristanna Loken. But, I mean, Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes are very well matched in this. They're really fun in this context. I would never watch another movie just for them. I'm not like, I love either of them. None of the human relationships in this movie are great. Like, none of the connections between anyone is very good. But they are so much fun together. Like, they're just, it was so perfectly matched. So it's solid. There's better, but it's solid.
Yeah. The only thing I could come up with was Universal Soldier with Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren. That was pretty good.
Jeez, you know how to scrape some, the bottles of some barrels.
The bottom of the barrel. And my last question was, so we had the best combo ever. Sandra Bullock and Benjamin Bratt. Like, the old Miss Congeniality, you know, is this the worst combo ever? Because they were like a team. They were partners in this film. Are they the worst?
Have you seen Catwoman? Talking about Benjamin Bratt, he killed Halle Berry's career. Holy shit.
Do you think your hatred of Sandra Bullock is actually a misplaced hatred of Benjamin?
It is.
Maybe.
It absolutely is, bro.
Gosh, that guy is just...
I will say this about her and Benjamin Bratt. Of her multiple film partners, he is her worst. Her best is Keanu Reeves, who she was in two movies with. She was actually in two movies with Dennis Leary. Oh. And the other one, where they're a romantic couple, Two of By Sea, despite me not caring for him, is like a cute, passable comedy. Benjamin Bratt here is annoying in Demolition Man. And in Miss Congeniality is so misogynistic and awful. Yeah. So yes, this is the worst of her screen partners.
So this is the root cause
but
of my problem.
But not in history.
I'm coming around, Sandra Bullock. I'm coming around.
You coming around? Mm-hmm. Don't come around.
Anywho, let's move us down to our final question, also a Patreon question. This comes courtesy of the amazing woman that is Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast. Tell us about the Tasteless Podcast, Emily.
Oh boy, I compare two movies, a movie like Demolition Man that I love, and I pick the similar themes and compare it, and I say why it's better than a more critically acclaimed film. So, you know, like, why if you want a movie about the wilderness and survival, don't watch The Revenant, watch Troop Beverly Hills. Just normal things. I'm still doing Strong Female Leads, which is a very fun interview series, but I'm just picking that back up post-move. So if you want to tune in, follow Tasteless, it's all there.
I'm amazed at these actresses that you managed to get on and interview. They're always great interviews and stuff like that, but it's awesome, man. It's fucking amazing.
It's very exciting. Like, I'm just like, this is just for me. I don't care if anyone listens. I'm having a great time.
I do love them, Emily. They're fucking awesome. Your podcast rocks. I listen every week. What's your question? I'll let you ask the question. There we go.
Oh boy, what movie would you pair with this one as a double feature?
I went with another Stallone film. Oh, there's like a few good ones. Like,
is there?
Yeah, all the Rockies.
All
the Rockies.
You need to rewatch some of those Rockies, bro.
All the Rockies and all the Rambos. But I went with Tango and Cash. It's a great, like, Kurt Russell. Oh, my credibility is leaving me right now. If I had a shred of credibility, it's gone.
The other funny part is, we're talking about really bad sexual chemistry. The sexual chemistry that he has with Kurt Russell in that film was fucking off the charts, man.
Him and Wesley, him and Kurt.
Yeah.
Man, bro downs. Yeah, forget romance. Bromance. That's where it's at. That's where me and Sam are at.
New.
I feel like when dudes get that big, like, you can't help but, like, if you're a guy who spent that much time making yourself that big, you can't help but, like, appreciate another dude that's that big.
You see the effort that they put right? in? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know they'll keep you safe. What? Well, it's on to me, isn't it? Where are we?
Sorry, Emily, we've had a few of these.
Yeah, the one for me, Total Recall. It's probably my penultimate favorite of these types of films. You know, these somewhat utopian societies that have their downfalls and, you know, like a underground group rising up sort of thing. Yeah, it's got to be my favorite. So as much as I love this film, Total Recall just tops it by a good 1,000 points. So, yeah.
And you're talking about the remake with Kate Beckinsale. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, fucking absolutely. Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale.
Bryan Cranston.
Jessica Biel. Yeah, exactly. You're reading my mind. Now, if there's a, like, that is the ultimate vision. As far as I care, the Arnold Schwarzenegger vision, nah. What? Who the fuck would like that movie? That movie sucks.
I wanted to do why the new one was better than the first one. Then I watched the original and I was like, I can't because I only tell the truth on my show and it's not. And I love the original.
Good.
So.
Good. I would virtually murder you for our cyber sex fucking thing.
Wow. That's some kinky stuff there.
Hey, Stacey's away from me. Anywho, what was your answer, Emily?
I am cheating and just continuing to plug my podcast and say what I did an episode on, which is Mad Max Fury Road, two visually inventive movies set in the future that show a man and woman teaming up to right the world's wrongs and challenge the status quo.
Yep. Oh.
And I did not, with Charlize, with quite the upsetting haircut.
No.
Excuse you. No. Talking about Sandra Bullock.
She could do anything with her hair, eh? She would still be amazing.
Yes.
No hair, heaps of hair, middle of the range hair.
Hey, look, as a bald man, whenever a girl shaves her hair real short, yeah, I'm there. Natalie Portman and Viva Vendetta, Charlize Theron and Mad Max Fury Road, I am there. I am absolutely there.
Demi Moore and what is it? Something
G.I. Jane. Jane. Ah, yes. Oh, Demi. Oh. Anyway, we need to. Yeah, we should probably finish this before I get all fucking weird on it. So, too late. But anyway, before we leave, thank you, Emily, for joining us. Emily, tell us more about your podcast, where you can find you, all that fun stuff.
Oh, boy. It's called Tasteless. If you search Tasteless Podcast, it's on all the places. At Tasteless Pod on social media with all the links and whatnot. I'm at EMHIG, where I post pictures of my cat and sometimes my Sandra Bullock DVDs.
Cheers for the M's. As I mentioned, absolutely love your show. Yeah, that takes us down to the end. Thank you so much to our Patreons for supporting the show and keeping this going. Thank you to everyone that listened. And thank you to Machu. I feel like you've been very kind on Sandra Bullock. I was expecting you to be very harsh, but I feel like you've given a well-rounded critique.
Yeah, no, I'm putting out all the cons, and that's it. No pros.
I'm very surprised if us three will keep talking to each other after this, but upcoming episodes, who knows? Who knows after this? There's a couple of films coming out in New Zealand, like Dune and Last Night in Soho, debating as to what to do. Who knows? We'll see. Emily's just shown her cars on that, so maybe we should get her on and she can shit all over them. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, the place we are most prolific is on Twitter at MovieReviewsIn. Alternatively, find us on Facebook and Instagram at MovieReviewsIn20Qs. Anywho, that's thanks from me.
Chit chat.
By the end.